reasons to look up. Right now, we're going to be diving into one dose of sunshine that you've been hearing about on Radio Life and Style over the last couple of weeks and months. And the hashtag Love North Coast campaign continues to gain traction and momentum, and as a celebration of life on the KZN North Coast, as a destination marketing initiative to spread the word, to spread the awareness, to share the love, and to get the rest of the country as switched on to what we already know, that life in and around the greater Bolito bubble is really quite phenomenal. And there's some incredible stories that we want to share and continue to share right here on Radio Life and Style. And in that vein, in the studio with me on a drizzly Monday morning, I've got a man who has a unique perspective on what's happening on the KZN North Coast and how it's grown and continues to grow. And Nick Jordan is a guy who wears a lot of different hats, from a businessman and a developer, farmer, and just all around nice guy. And in the studio with me this morning to get his take on the hashtag Love North Coast movement and what is there to love about the North Coast. Well, Nick, welcome to you, my friend. How are you doing on a Monday morning?
Oh, great, Mike. Morning to you too. It's a wonderful wet day in the North Coast. As a farmer, rain means growth. And
well, this is it, hey? It's a blessing, and we'll take it on a Monday morning. And looking at growth and the KZN North Coast, I mean, you probably have a more deeper and richer perspective on how this part of the world has shaped than a lot of more recent arrivals. You've got some really deep North Coast roots, am I right?
Absolutely. I'm fifth generation North Coast, actually, and aside from being born in the Eastern Cape and returning when I was six, I've literally been here ever since.
So you're probably more well placed to dive into the hashtag Love North Coast picture than many who've. Look, I mean, how long do you have to be in this area to call yourself a North Coaster, would you say?
Oh, no, that's a good question. I don't think I'll go there.
Contentious. But look, I think a lot of folks arrive and really feel like, you know, this is a place where they can see potential, they can see a lifestyle. They want to put down their own roots here and call this place home. And to that end, I mean, you have a couple of really exciting projects that of late have been gaining huge momentum. And when it comes to helping folks call the North Coast home, I want to touch on one of your big projects, which has been Fairview Estates and the great success that is shaping up to be. Give me a perspective on the Fairview story and where it's at right now.
Fairview's been a really fun project for us, and certainly a passion for ours, for me and my fellow developers. Having lived there on the farm literally since I was 6 years old, I've now gone and built an estate around my house. My house now lives in the middle of an estate. It's quite an unusual scenario.
Not many people have pulled that one off, but it's working.
It's working. And fortunately, you know, the sort of vision we had of smallholder living and farm living, but in a secure, gated estate, has resonated with so many people. And even better than that, has resonated with a certain type of person who's drawn to that way of living. And it's been really interesting to see that a lot of the guys have either come from grandparents on farms or parents with farms and ended up in town and now have aspired to find some farm life for themselves again. So it's been wonderful to see the community has grown. And it's a very tight, close community of like-minded people on the farm too, which is amazing.
That is so cool. And the fact that it's often offering this kind of modern farm style way of living, but still connected to all of the exciting offerings that Bolito brings to the table. So you're not miles away from everything, but you're sort of in this little cool kind of cocoon of like-minded people doing things in a slightly more mindful, organic and kind of off-grid way in that
sense. Absolutely. The other one thing about it, it's not pretend farming. It's not just a big plot of land and you just have a house and a garden. Most of the guys who are already living there, and we've got about 20 residents, 18 to 20 residents already on the estate since we started Fairview Estates. They're all sharing ideas of chickens and getting their own eggs from the garden and their veggie gardens. We've even got a new initiative just started up this week of being an Instagram handle, which is a sort of a fun, almost parody of the Real Housewives of Durban. It's now I actually forget the name exactly, but it's real farmers' wives of Fairview.
That's so
and
cool.
It's wonderful to see the fun stuff, you know, beautiful pink nails with mud underneath them while they're preparing their veggie gardens. And we've got a micro dairy on the state too, so we get fresh organic milk.
I'd heard about this state.
It's wonderful.
I mean, it's as a model for other parts of the country to look to get inspiration. I think you guys are leading the charge. You've done something really, really special. And of course, no other part of the country will pull it off quite like you've been able to do it. And that's part of the Love North Coast celebration of things that are working here, people that are making success on the KZN North Coast. And alongside the great success that Fairview has been enjoying, Sugar Rush Park is this kind of iconic playground, really, that has a reputation that far transcends just our Ballito bubble. I mean, people come down from Gauteng, and one of their first ports of call is to hit the trails, whether it's mountain biking or trail running. I mean, that's the Holler Trails component that plugs into the Sugar Rush offering. But Sugar Rush, as a brand itself, has got some really exciting legs and a future plan of action. Where is that going?
So that's really exciting. The park has become an amazing space where it's also another unique offering, but and yet so tied in with the sort of the culture and the ethos of the North Coast and the Love North Coast as a place to live, where it's all about community. It's about outdoors. You know, we have I believe we've got the best climate in the country. So getting out and enjoying it and having the space to do that, and the park has been a fortunate enough place that we can offer that.
And from what I've just been hearing as we've been having a little chat off air, there is a great vision for where things are going to be heading in the next chapter of Sugar Rush.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've got about 80,000 squares of buildable land at the park. We obviously won't be filling it all up with buildings, because that defeats the object. We're busy in our rezoning process at the moment, and we'll probably be done there by around the Christmas period. And so our ambition is to do an amazing retail space where it's exploratory, it's moving around, it's experiential, where it's not just going to a shopping center and just walking from shop to shop. It's actually you go there to have a day, and
wow,
there's activities. We've got the tree trails, we've got all the stuff, the train, the putt-putt, all these things, and Holler, all these activities, Jump Park, where people can be busy, active, and still enjoy a retail experience. So the retail experience, what you want to really build next, we're actually looking for some really good vendors to come in with artisanal products. Everything must be real. It must be stuff you want to touch and feel and experience and down to earth, you know? So we're looking for these vendors to come and fill up space. We want to build space for them, but like really quality stuff and a really great experience. So we're very excited about where we're taking the park.
So if you're listening to this right now, as we hit the top of the hour here, I mean, this would normally be the news bulletin, but this is the big news that we want to share with you right now, is that amazing things are in the pipeline. And if you are a potential vendor, or you have an artisanal business that you want to take to the next level as an authentic producer, part of the mix of exciting offerings and tenants at Sugar Rush 2.0, then this is a chance for you to get in on the ground floor and to get in touch with Nick and the team as they're busy building the vision for the next iteration of Sugar Rush. And already this looks like there's some incredibly exciting stuff at the very entrance to Sugar Rush. I see there's been a big fenced off area that looks like it's being converted into some kind of agricultural project.
This is going to be really amazing. If this, I've been saying, if our partners there pull this off, just 70% of what we're expecting is going to be unbelievable product. We've got a flower farm coming into the park.
Flower farm?
Absolutely. It's the most gorgeous Instagrammable space that you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's we're hoping to be up and running sort of around the Christmas period, hopefully a little bit before, to catch some of that.
Soon as that. So this year.
Yeah, the plants are going, the guys are working like crazy, sticking stuff in the ground, and it's spectacular. It's going to be a wonderful addition, not just to the park, but to the North Coast.
These are the stories that we want to be hearing and celebrating. This is amazing. So incredible innovation and projects that are going to just go from strength to strength. And you're hearing about them here at the very beginning. And if any of this stuff is getting you as excited as it's getting me, what's the best way for folks to get in touch and to keep tabs on these, both of these really exciting projects, the Sugar Rush side of things and Fairview Estates?
So we got a really good social media service which we use to advise everyone. For guys who are interested in following the park's growth and being a part of that, go onto our website. There's a place to register an interest in some retail space or activity space, by the way. It's not just retail we're looking to expand. Even some office space. We've even got some office space that's available there at the moment, so guys can come and ride or run in the morning, have a quick shower in the park, and go straight into the offices. It's like a one-stop shop.
Wow, man.
For living.
And all of this dovetails and fits so beautifully into the hashtag Love North Coast mission, which is all about putting a great spotlight on the KZN North Coast, its development, its continued expansion, and its success. For you as a local businessman, as someone who is invested in this region on multiple different fronts, how important is it to have an initiative like hashtag Love North Coast up and running?
So we feel that, and we were chatting off air, like the North Coast is almost a secret in the country. You know, the Western Cape, for example, don't even understand what we've got here. They think they've got it all. And I dare to say we're far more exciting about, actually not dare to say it, I have no doubt we're a far more enjoyable place to live 365 days of the year than the Cape is. The Cape's a place to visit on a weekend and have some fun and come back home again.
It's a holiday. It's nice for that. But
our community on the North Coast, opportunities here, we're a massively growing space. But more than that, there's a way of life here. There's a way of doing business here which is so community oriented and so cooperative. Even the Love North Coast Initiative, there's property developers who in any other course events would see each other as competitors. We've come together because we know that our mutual benefit is to everyone's benefit. And we all support this thing. We sponsor Love North Coast. We're looking for more guys to sponsor because we want to grow this initiative. Mm. But it's been an amazing to come together and realize like just how cooperative and collaborative our community is. And from that just comes growth and opportunities. And just it's a fun way to do business and do life.
Absolutely. So this is, you know, we talk about the magnetic attraction of like-minded people coming together. Already the kernel of this Love North Coast thing has attracted some great minds, some great energy, some great people. And of course, I'm just describing the general population of the KZN North Coast. It's a place that attracts good people.
And if I can tell you, listener, too, you guys are also supporters of Love North Coast. You also sponsor airtime for the initiative, which is amazing. It's all part of it.
Well, we love telling the story, and we love watching it being written, and we'll continue to put a spotlight on the North Coast in any way that we can, because people need to know. Things are happening here. And there's 100 reasons why moving down and investing in the KZN North Coast makes sense. And it's people like you, Nick, and all of those stakeholders that you work with to bring these things to life, literally building Brand Bolito brick by brick. And what an exciting thing it's shaping up to be. We're going to keep close tabs on it, and we'll definitely be having another chat again really soon. And before the festive season rolls around, we'll need an update on all of these exciting projects on your front. What do you say?
Wonderful. I'm always keen to come chat to you guys. Always fun.
Hey, you heard it right here on Radio Life and Style, and celebrating the KZN North Coast. Remember the hashtag, Love North Coast.